This is the Arthur Marsden podcast. I have to apologize for my actions over the past week. I took a decision, along with one or two other colleagues and friends, to burn a book. I decided that it was in the best interest of a spirit of protest to sit down and make a stand and to say, enough, no more. We will burn these volumes to show that what we hold dear is as important to us as what they hold dear. In retrospect, the choice of Geoffrey Archer's Cain and Abel as the book to burn was a mistake. We caused great distress to Mr. Archer, his wife Mary, and the thousands and thousands of Geoffrey Archer fans throughout the world, who were horrified, quite rightly so, to see their hero's book, or prospect of their hero's book, going up in flames. It was a decision which I came to see would be a mistake. Geoffrey Archer himself had made threats, that's true. He was not a happy man. He did not like the idea of his books being burned, and his followers too were devastated by the very concept. I should, at this point, perhaps reiterate to them that it was not their books we were going to burn. We were actually going to purchase some different books and burn those. When you talk about burning books, you're not literally going to go and burn those books. A lot of Geoffrey Archer fans had trouble understanding this concept. I should also point out that if you burn a Geoffrey Archer novel, you are not burning a great work of literature. This is also something a lot of Geoffrey Archer fans seem to misunderstand. Finally, I should point out that the burning of Geoffrey Archer's work, however upsetting it may be to some people, would give a lot of satisfaction to a lot of other people. In fact, it would have been bloody great. A 17-foot high bonfire of Cain and Abel blazing away on fire with an effigy of Geoffrey on the top would have, I think, in many respects, brought people together in a spirit of happy solidarity as the flames licked higher and such chapters as in which Cain confronts Abel and says, "Aha, I have built a bigger business empire than you have," would have, I think, sowed a spirit of delight throughout the world, a spirit of happiness. Regrettably, of course, though, we will not now be burning Geoffrey's work. Instead, we're going to be burning the Quran, the Bible, and any other religious works we can get our hands on. We're going to be burning very, very high in a big blaze, in which we will send out a press release around the world saying we burnt this because Geoffrey Archer's work is greater than yours, and we'll see how long that lasts. I apologize again to Geoffrey, and to all his loyal fans.